As we continue our study of 1 John, you know that when Jesus was here, he said this. He said in Matthew 5, he said, "You have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother without cause shall be liable at judgment." So we keep going on this idea of fellowship with God, and it's going to be demonstrated because if you have fellowship with God, then you're going to have a real biblical love, and you won't have this murderous hatred for brothers or sisters in the fellowship. And so let's look at verse 15 of chapter 3, and you see how what hating looks like when it comes to a fellowship with God. Look at verse 15 with me. It says this, "Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." So that first tense, when you look at the verb hate, is present. And that speaks of a continual and habitual hatred. So you can imagine what that must look like in church. And there are times where I've seen brothers or sisters like this, and you got to wonder if they're brothers and sisters, because it's not just a momentary hatred. It's not just some momentary fit of anger. John is speaking about a continual, habitual hatred for the brother that doesn't end. And that word brother has an article, which means a specific brother that's in view. And that would be somebody that's at your church or in your fellowship. It would be absolutely insane to believe that one who has that habitual hatred towards somebody, that they'd be right with God. And it's equally insane to believe that one who continually thinks like this, because that's the picture is murder, is right with God with that kind of thought life, with that kind of anger, with that kind of intensity. Let's keep going. Verse 16 of chapter 3 says this, "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers." So we know that the one who is in fellowship with God will be the one who would be willing to make sacrifices for brothers and sisters in Christ. And he uses the illustration of Jesus, who is willing to lay down his life for us. And that's extreme. I know that's an ultimate kind of sacrifice that can be made. The ultimate standard of love for a brother is a willingness to lay down his own life for a brother. And that could happen in a lot of times. That could happen in a meeting where you're not getting your way, but you're willing to let somebody else get their way. I know people could take advantage of that, but that would be shown very evident as time went by. What kind of heart do you have with that? Okay, let's look at the whole idea of a material principle, too. Look at verse 17. It says this, "But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?" So that principle is simple. Whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother's needs and closes his heart to those needs continually is one who doesn't have fellowship with God. And the verb close is an aorist tense and refers to the moment one becomes aware of the need. When it refers to a brother, it heightens our sense of obligation and it heightens our sense of neglect. So that verb having need is in present tense. It means if we see a brother or sister who has a continual need and we close our hearts to trying to meet that need, how can we say we have a right relationship with God? Let's keep going. Verse 18. "Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." So love and truth always go together. It's not this emotional tolerance of anything goes. Love is always within the context of truth. And look at these last two verses for today, 19 and 20. "By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything." So when we're living in this context of love and truth, we have assurance that we are right with God. Now, there's going to be times when we'll not measure up to these principles that we've just looked at. When those moments occur, when we don't measure up, when our heart condemns us, we can take comfort in the fact that God knows what we are made of, and he knows we don't measure up to his great level of love. So how are you doing today? Is there anybody in your life that you have an issue with, and what are you doing about it? Do you stay? Is there this hatred every time you think of them? It's very easy to fall into that. But God does a work in our hearts, and a good sign is when you and I can let go of this stuff.